For the love of Christ constrains us, because we have pronounced the final distinction and the final judgment that one died for all. The words, "then were all dead," literally are translated, by the way, they're translated this way in the American Standard Version, RBs, and this is how it ought to be in your Bible: that one died for all, therefore all died, parentheses, in him, end of parentheses. That's that tremendous verse. He constrains us. The love wherewith Christ loved, that great love, he constrains us, because one died for all, therefore all died in him. Therefore all what? Well, all born again believers of the church of the body died in him. The word all is limited by the pronoun we and us in verse 14. And both of these pronouns are in the emphatic usage thereof. Therefore all, we, all we, not W-E-E, all of us have all died in him, parentheses. Because the pronoun control the word all. This is why, class, when Jesus Christ suffered, all of his people suffered with him. When Jesus Christ died, all of his people died with him. When Jesus Christ arose again from the dead, all of his people arose with him. When Jesus Christ ascended up into heaven and was seated at the right hand of the Father, all his people ascended with him and were seated. And when Christ returns to reign upon the earth, all of his people will reign with him. You know, it's an accomplished reality for each and every believer, in spite of themselves, but because God so loved. Christ laid down his life. He was the payment, the propitiation, the payment. Jesus Christ was the fulfillment of the law. As Galatians says, Christ is the end. And the word end means what? End of the law to every believer. Not the one who believes that he's the end of the law, but he's the end of the law to a born-again person. Believe that, you know, his stupid brain cells may never get around to that because he doesn't know God's word big enough. Because you can almost get saved by knowing nothing about God's word. That's about as least as you can get away with to still get saved. Sure. Never have read the book. You can get saved. But boy, if you want to really know where your head is and where you're going, you've got to come back to the rules and regulations, the Word. And that's why, class, when Christ suffered, we suffered with him. When he died, we died with him. When he arose, we arose with him. When he ascended, we ascended with him. When he was seated, we are seated with him. And when Christ returns, we've got the guarantee of returning with him. Literally, we already stand on resurrection ground. Take a look at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24. Listen to this. For Christ, verse 24 of 9, is not entered into the holy place made with hands, the figures of the true, but is entered into what? Heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entered in the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once and once only, but now once in the end of this age, world, hath he appeared, suffered, hath he suffered to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. You see, when Christ suffered, who suffered with him? We did in his suffering. In 1 Peter chapter 1, chapter 3, verse 18, for Christ also hath once suffered for what? Sins. The just for what? The unjust, that he might bring us to God. That's why he suffered. Being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by Spirit. When Christ suffered, we suffered with him. When Christ died, we died with him. Look at Romans chapter 6. Verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified, is the text, with him. You see, when Jesus Christ died, we died with him, that the body of sin might be done away, that henceforth we should not be in bondage to sin. Verse 7. For he that is dead, well, who did we die with? With Christ. He that's dead is freed from what? Now, if we be dead with what? That plain enough? We believe that we shall also what? Live with him, right? Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our what? You've got to reckon yourself dead. The old man won't let you. He'll try to kick, you know. Well, you just kick him back or do something. It says you've got to reckon it. You've got to know it. You've got to accept it, that that old man is dead because Christ died. And when he died, you died with him. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation, wholeness, by our Lord Jesus Christ. who died for us. Who did what? Died for us. Well, if he died for us, then he did what? That's the end of it. It doesn't say he's going to. He said he did it. He died for us. In Colossians, chapter 3, listen to verse 3. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in whom? God. That's right. Not only did when Christ suffer for us, not only did he die for us, but he also arose again from the dead for us. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 6, and hath raised us up together, what? With him. I'm in Ephesians 2:6. Hath raised us up together with him. When he arose, we arose with him. And made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Remember the latter part. Because we're going to have the ascension pretty soon. Sure, bless your heart.